Imperative questions express a command, a request, or a piece of advice. For example, open the door is a command. Please pass me the salt is a request. Always speak the truth is an advice. Exclamatory sentences express sudden emotions and feelings. For example, what a lovely weather. Exclamatory sentences always end with an exclamation mark. Now let us go to page 3 and complete exercise A and B, and then we will go to page 4 to complete exercise C. In exercise A, you have to identify the kinds of sentences. I'm doing the first 5 for you. Number 1. How many students can form a society? You have to write I for interrogative. Number 2. The news came as a complete surprise. You have to write D for declarative. Number 3. When did they come to a decision? You have to write I for interrogative. Number 4. How late the train is? You have to write E for exclamatory. Number 5. What a nice fellow he is. You have to write E for exclamatory. Complete the rest. In exercise B, you have to complete these sentences with tag questions. I will do the first 2 for you. You will be coming to the party, won't you? Priya likes to draw pictures, doesn't she? In exercise C, you have to identify the interrogative sentences. Marking Y for yes-no questions, T for tag questions, C for choice questions, and W for WH questions. I will do the first 2 for you. Number 1. When do you play football? You have to mark W, it's a WH question. Number 2, he doesn't like the rainy season, does he? You have to write T for tag question. Now complete the rest. Now sentences can also be transformed from one to another. Like in the case of number 1, he came to meet me is a declarative sentence. Now, if I want to change it to an interrogative, it will become, did he come to meet me? How kind of you to help me is an exclamatory sentence. If we change it to a declarative, it will sound like this. It was kind of you to help me. Now, let us complete exercise D given on page 5. I will do the first 2 for you. Number 1. Ratan is arriving at 9 a.m. Now we have to change it to an interrogative sentence. The answer is, what time is Ratan arriving? Number 2. Rajan is always on time is a positive sentence. We have to change it to a negative sentence. The answer will be, Rajan is never on time. Now complete the rest. Your lesson on the sentence ends here.